Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, November 17th. New claims of sexual harassment have been brought up at the state capitol involving Republican Senators Randy Baumgardner and Jack Tate. The allegations come after reporting by Benta Berkland last week led to formal complaints being filed against a Democratic lawmaker in the House.
Two interns allege Senators Baumgardner and Tate engaged in inappropriate behavior. Megan Creedon recalled several uncomfortable encounters she had with Baumgardner during the 2016 legislative session when she was a Capitol intern. She didn't know him, but
he would just ask me to go grab drinks with him in his office all the time. I was like, oh no, I'm allergic to whiskey, thanks.
The allegation against Tate is from a former intern who was 18, when she says Tate allegedly leered at her, nudged her, and made comments about her clothes. The allegations follow our previous reporting that led to formal complaints being filed against a Democratic lawmaker in the House. I'm Benta Berkland.
One of the biggest problems involved with getting quality health care, especially in rural parts of the Western Slope, is the prohibitive cost of prescription medications. But there's a little-known statewide program that helps all residents of Colorado obtain significant discounts on prescription drugs. As residents of Colorado, you and your family have access to a statewide prescription assistance program called the Colorado Drug Card. Colorado Drug Card is partnered with companies that negotiate discounts directly with pharmacies on over 20,000 name brand and generic drugs. These discounts are then passed directly on to cardholders. The Colorado Drug Card is free, available to everyone in the state, and membership has no restrictions. KVNF News spoke with Debbie Adler, Outreach Program Director for the Colorado Drug Card Program.
So we have been in Colorado now, I think we're going on about close to 10 years. I have been with the program for four. Originally, the program was launched to really look to help those families, those who had no insurance and the very underinsured. But of course, the last few years between ACA plans and as healthcare changes and evolve, really anyone at all can use a Colorado drug card. So we have much more application in the community. We are partnered with the Colorado Medical Society. They're a medical partner here in Colorado. In the last few years, we found the more community-based we can be with the program, you know, through schools and libraries and senior centers and health departments and churches and all sorts of organizations. It's just a far better way to kind of connect in the community.
The card allows anyone, regardless of insurance coverage, to get discounts on prescription drugs.
It is a free statewide prescription assistance program. For example, let's say there's a senior who has Medicare. This time of year, a lot of the senior community and families on Medicare are going into what's called the donut hole, if you're familiar with that term, pretty common in the community. That's when they've hit their limit in what drug coverage is going to be for the year, and they end up having to pay out of pocket for those medications. Colorado Drug Card can be of a big help. Families with health insurance, even quote-unquote good health insurance, can use a Colorado Drug Card. We tell families with health insurance when they go to the participating pharmacy, they can give the pharmacist both their health insurance drug card and a Colorado drug card. The pharmacy will run it both ways, and it can give that family a choice to pay the cheaper of the two. So if someone already has health insurance and drug coverage as part of their health plan, it's an either or. But let's say maybe a family has one of those high deductibles, so many of us do today, a $3,000, $5,000, $7,000 deductible they're working toward. If the medication is going to be cheaper through Colorado Drug Card than their health insurance plan, they can choose to pay the cheaper of the two.
The Colorado Drug Card can be used to purchase a variety of brand name and generic medications that are discounted on average by 30%. Some medicines are discounted upwards of 70%.
So all FDA-approved medications are covered. Brand name and generic meds. Obviously, that's an extensive amount of medication. We typically see the higher discounts on the generic meds, as you would expect, just because brand names typically do cost more. So typically on the brand name, if someone's taking more of a brand name medication, we might see them in the 15, 20, 25, 30% type of range. But on the generic meds, it's not uncommon to see 50, 70, 75, 80% discount. So it can go significantly higher than 30%. It just depends on the discount price just depends on the medication and the pharmacy. There is a medication pricing tool on our website under the resources tab. You know, anyone can go there. They can bring that down and medication portal pricing, enter the name of the medication and their zip code, and it will give them a list of the local pharmacies nearest them and tell them what that discounted price for that medication is before they even leave the house.
The program is partnered with most of the major pharmacies across Colorado, including Walmart, Safeway, Albertsons, Walgreens, and City Market. The card is remarkably easy to get and easy to use.
And really all anyone has to do, whether they get a card through their doctor, at a community resource, or they get one right off of our website at www.coloradodrugcard.com, they can, from there, they can text themselves a card, email it, or print it. They simply take that to the pharmacy and use it. No one's going to ask them to share a single piece of personal information, not an email, not a phone number. They just hand the card. The pharmacist will apply the discount, hand it back, and they can use that card over and over again. So it is that simple. However they obtain a Colorado drug card, they simply take it to one of those participating pharmacies, again, a King Super, Safeway, Walmart, whatever it might be, hand that card to the pharmacy. The only time money changes hands within the program is whatever that family pays for their discounted medication at the pharmacy window.
Anyone interested in obtaining a Colorado drug card should speak with your doctor, or you can get one directly off the website.
They can always get a free card and send some information at coloradodrugcard.com. From there, there's an app as well, but they can print a card, text it, bring it up on their phone, an e-version from there, or print one as well.
A coalition led by the Wilderness Society is urging that an act of Congress be required before large tracts of public lands could be transferred to states or sold to private owners. Eric Galatis has more.
On Thursday, a national coalition of sportsmen and women, recreation, business, and conservation groups challenged Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke to make good on his promises not to hand over public lands to states. During his Senate confirmation hearing, Zinke testified that he was against the transfer and sale of public lands. Phil Powers, a mountain guide and CEO of the American Alpine Club, says his livelihood depends on access to public lands, and if states sold those parcels to private owners to cover the costs of management, he worries the public could be fenced out.
We don't feel that the states have the capacity to manage these lands well, not just for their own state citizens, but for our entire nation of recreationists and travelers.
Also on Thursday, Secretary Zinke announced the appointment of Brian Steed, a vocal proponent of transferring public lands to private interests, to head the Bureau of Land Management. Zinke has also recommended removing national monument protections, claiming previous administrations overreached their authority by limiting fossil fuel development. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.